Buildings can be big polluters and big consumers. A United Nations research team reported this year that buildings consume nearly 40% of the world's energy. But a green building, like Bernheim Arboretum's visitor center, tries to leave that cycle of consumption and waste behind. Bernheim Education Director Claude Stevens says building green starts with where you locate a building. This one sits on a little hill tucked in between patches of forest.
The north side of the building is an evergreen screen, and that kind of protects the building in the winter from the northern winds and helps reduce the energy costs. The southern exposure has trees that leaf out and shade the building in the summer and help reduce the cooling costs.
Next, Stevens says a building has to work with natural resources, like sun and rain, instead of wasting them. One way to do that is with a green roof. It's planted with grasses and flowers on top of a layer cake of protective materials, and it collects and filters rain. Then it slowly runs off into cisterns around the building.
On this side, the rain's dripping down into this concrete box plumbed at the bottom so that the water flows out of this one. And then it flows down to that wooded ecosystem so that it holds on to the water as long as possible before it goes into that lake down there.
Three underground cisterns store rainwater on the other side of the building to use for flushing toilets. And even parking lot runoff water is filtered. Beds of oyster mushrooms planted downstream suck up toxins like oil and gas and break the molecules down into harmless components. As for the building itself, it's a rustic square of wood and glass with high ceilings and windows everywhere and trellises extending from each side where vines are being trained to provide shade. The wood inside and out is a warm caramel color, not what you'd expect from, well, old pickle barrels, operations director Roger Favre.
The timber for the construction, we went to the Heinz Pickle Company and they gave us their pickle vats. And so my crew spent about 2 weeks up there dismantling those pickle vats.
Favre says the concrete floor inside and outside the building also recycles material called fly ash.
Fly ash is a residue that comes from coal-fired utility plants, and it was something before that they had trouble getting rid of. Now they've actually got a use for it.
Inside this $2.5 million structure, a computer controls the geothermal heating system, which circulates a fluid, kind of like antifreeze, through deep underground wells and back into the building to heat or cool it. Electricity, probably from coal-fired power plants, is what's powering the lights, which means the building's carbon footprint is not entirely zero, but energy consumption is low because, for example, daylight is used as the main light source. In the main room, Education Director Claude Stevens says the interior's design is meant to give visitors the experience of being in the forest.
When you're inside this building, you almost feel as if you're outside at the same time. And if it's a cloudy day, the building is kind of darker than it is on a sunny day. So it's not like the building controls the environment controls the building.
And Stevens says the environment should also reclaim the building at the end of its life cycle. The entire structure is designed to come easily apart so the construction materials can be reused yet again. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.